33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Over the past few months, a deadly and highly contagious virus has spread across Texas. No, it's not the one you're thinking of, but it could nonetheless have serious implications for other mammal populations. Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports.
A couple months ago, Ken Waldrop got a call that would alarm most people, but was totally normal for him.
I was actually contacted by Texas Wildlife Services about a rabbit die-off on Fort Bliss.
Waldrop works in El Paso for the Texas Department of State Health Services. He's a regional zoonosis control veterinarian, which means he studies wildlife diseases. Waldrop was told that about 30 wild rabbits were found dead at the El Paso Army Base. He received 6 of the carcasses, necropsied them, and then sent the tissue samples to the Texas Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Lab in College Station. He was looking for 2 diseases in particular.
Tularemia, also known as rabbit fever, or plague.
Plague, as in bubonic plague. Those diseases do pop up in West Texas rabbits from time to time, and they can spread to humans. But it wasn't either of those. In fact, Waldrop wasn't sure what it was until a clue came from a neighboring state.
It was about this time that I found out that New Mexico Fish and Game had also experienced a rabbit die-off. They were the first ones to actually find the RHD.
That stands for rabbit hemorrhagic disease. Shortly after he learned what it was,
then rabbits just seemed to start dying all over the place.
He started seeing dead jackrabbits and cottontails around El Paso, and he wasn't the only one.
The main thing that we've seen in El Paso is large numbers of dead wild jackrabbits. You might be out walking and then you come across a cluster of maybe 3 or 4 dead rabbits out there on your hike.
That's Mark Silpa. He's a veterinarian in El Paso. Silpa is getting a lot of questions about the virus, but he's not treating a lot of sick rabbits.
The first sign that most people notice is the dead rabbit. It's a fairly fast disease. If it's one of the ones that are going to die, likelihood is you're not going to be able to save it.
This is the first time Waldrop and Silpa have encountered the disease, which doesn't affect humans. There have only been a few isolated cases in captivity in the United States. The other big outbreaks have been in Europe, Australia, and Asia. It's an extremely contagious virus that can decimate domestic rabbit herds. And in the wild, it has the potential to harm not just rabbits, but animals further up the food chain that rely on them, like coyotes.
We've got a new crop of coyotes being born literally right now, and there won't be as many rabbits around. And so we'll have these young, inquisitive coyotes looking for other food sources, and that's probably going to lead them into trouble.
The virus hasn't wiped out all the rabbits in West Texas. Some rabbits get it and survive, others don't. But it's not clear what separates those two groups, and that's just one of the virus's many unknowns.
We're not sure where this thing came from. How did it get here? Where did it come from? This one's kind of unprecedented.
So veterinarians and epidemiologists are in largely uncharted territory. What is clear, though, is that we're in the midst of the largest ever documented outbreak in North America, and the virus is still spreading.
When we had previous outbreaks, yes, the domestic rabbits would be affected, but this was a game changer when it got into the wildlife.
It's difficult to measure the exact scope of the spread, but there are now confirmed cases throughout West Texas, as well as in the Panhandle. Earlier this week, the Texas Animal Health Commission confirmed cases in domestic rabbits in 2 central Texas counties, Lampasas and Hamilton. And that's just in Texas. In just a couple months, it's also been found in northern Mexico, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado. The spread has caught the attention of rabbit breeders like Angela Arthur, who raises rabbits in Crosby County in the Panhandle, mostly for 4-H and FFA kids who show them.
The general public is not aware of it. A lot of people think it'd be fun to let their rabbit loose in their backyard and just have fun eating weeds and living a full life in the backyard. And that's the worst scenario to catch this disease.
According to the Texas Animal Health Commission, the best way to protect domestic rabbits is to keep them inside. Rabbit owners should also clean and disinfect cages as often as possible and make sure rabbits don't eat local forage. There is a vaccine for the virus, but it's not approved for use in the United States. Veterinarians in Texas are currently working to order some from foreign manufacturers, but getting through the red tape of importing an unapproved drug will take time, and it will be more expensive than a typical treatment. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.